Good evening. Welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for October 19th. I'm Vice Mayor Dennis Cavanaugh. I'll be running the meeting tonight in the absence of Mayor Giles, who is excused, as well as Council Members Richens and Finter are excused from tonight's meeting as well. I just want to verify, is Pastor Andre Miller here? We think he may not have made the meeting. If not, okay. We're going to begin with an invocation by Council Member Chris Glover, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Boy Scout Cannon McClellan of Troop 451. Would you please stand for the invocation and remain standing?
Our Heavenly Father, we're very grateful for this day, and we're grateful for the opportunity that we have to gather in this meeting to make decisions for our community and our city. We are grateful for the service of our police and fire and for all the city workers. Please bless us that we might be able to have thy spirit to guide and direct us in this meeting. And please bless those brave men and women who serve in our armed forces overseas. And we ask these things in thy name, thy beloved son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Scout, come on down. There he is.
Would you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. First item on our agenda will be to have the consent agenda read, and tonight will be Kevin Christopher.
Good evening, Vice Mayor and Council Members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a Council Member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the City Clerk prior to the Council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Queen of Peace Catholic Church, one-day religious event, Sunday, November 15th, 141 North McDonald. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Angry Crab and Barbecue Restaurant, 8253 East Guadalupe Road. Item 4A, act on five-year term contract for the Grid Bike Sharing Program for the Transportation Department. Item 4B, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for leather work gloves for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for various city departments. Item 4C, act on three-year term contract barricade rental services for various city departments. Item 4D, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for fiberglass water slide repair for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase 9 replacement cameras and controller for the Public Information and Communication Department. Item 4F, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for original equipment manufacturer, auto and light truck parts for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase 112 replacement pneumatic wiping cylinders for the Water Resources Department. This purchase will be funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4H, act on contract for the Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant Odor Control Expansion. Funding for this project is available in the 2010 Wastewater Bond Authorization. For this project, the City of Mesa will be reimbursed by the Town of Gilbert and the Town of Queen Creek. Item 4I, act to authorize the mayor to sign an amended employment contract with the city clerk. Item 4J, act to authorize the mayor to sign an amendment employment contract with the city auditor. Item 4K, act to authorize the mayor to sign an amended employment contract with the city manager. Item 5A, act on a resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community for the receipt and distribution of Proposition 200 funds for various City of Mesa programs and for Valley community agencies. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into the airport development reimbursable grant agreement with the state of Arizona for the reconfiguration of Taxiway A project at Falcon Field Airport. Funding from the FAA and ADOT with a match from the Falcon Field Airport Enterprise Fund. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a highway safety contract with the Governor's Office of Highway Safety for overtime and employee-related expenses for the police department's traffic section to support an enhanced DUI and impaired driving enforcement throughout the City of Mesa. Item 5D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a highway safety contract with the Governor's Office of Highway Safety for overtime and employee-related expenses for the police department's traffic section for selected traffic enforcement throughout the city of Mesa. Item 5E, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a highway safety contract with the Governor's Office of Highway Safety to accept funds toward the purchase of equipment for the police department's forensic services division. Item 5F, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a DUI abatement grant program agreement with the Governor's Office of Highway Safety to accept funding toward the purchase of equipment for the police department's forensic services division. Item 5G, act on a resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to submit the first substantial amendment to the fiscal year 2015-2016 annual action plan to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974. This amendment will allow for an innovative pilot program to provide dispute mediation as an alternative to resolve fair housing complaints. Item 5H, act on a resolution adopting the City of Mesa Title VI implementation plan as required by the Federal Transit Administration. Item 5I, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the wireless communication facilities for the engineering department and removing the WCF guidelines for construction from the fee schedule. Item 5J, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into the amended and restated transportation project advance agreement with Valley Metro Rail Incorporated, Maricopa Association of Governments, and the City of Phoenix for funding of design, construction, right-of-way acquisition, and light rail vehicle acquisition for the Gilbert Road Light Rail Extension Project, and further authorizing the funding of the project with reprogrammed federal funding, other federal funds, and or advancements as set forth in the agreement, the city's advance of project cost by using TPANs, and the city's matching funds for the project. Item 5K, act on resolution providing for the issuance and sale of transportation project advancement notes for the Gilbert Road Light Rail Extension Project, making a pledge of excise taxes and repayments to the repayment of notes, approving the form and authorizing the execution of a trust agreement, continuing disclosure certificate and note purchase agreement, and providing an official statement. Item 5L, act on resolution approving the First Amendment to Development, Financing Participation, Waiver, and Intergovernmental Agreement for Eastmark Community Facilities District 1, reflecting a modification of the target tax rate for the payment of general obligation bonds of the Eastmark CFD District Number 1 beginning in fiscal year 2016-2017 and the form of disclosure statement provided to homeowners within the district. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z15-026, the 7400 through 7600 blocks of East Southern Avenue, located at the northwest corner of Sossaman Road and Southern Avenue. This is a rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a single residence subdivision. Vice Mayor and Council Members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Are there any questions or requests to remove items from the consent agenda from the council? Any requests from the public?
No request, Vice Mayor.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Would you please vote? The vote is 4 ayes with 3 members absent, so the consent agenda passes. So we're going to move on now to item 7, which is items from citizens present. We have one request to speak, and Mr. Doug Coleman, mayor and legislator, come on, welcome and join us.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, members of the City Council. Thank you for allowing me a moment just of your time. I am Doug Coleman, and I represent the part of Mesa east of Power Road, so I do represent part of your community. Full disclosure, I am indeed biased in what I'm going to talk to you about, and that is our need for a trained workforce. I'd like to read to you from an article that appeared in the Phoenix Business Journal. It reads, "While education and workforce debate echoes across Arizona, Robert Latin, senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, said there is empirical evidence that education is an economic development tool. He said, everyone likes low taxes, said a site selection consultant who asked not to reveal his identity, but companies can survive with a better workforce, he said. The companies I work with look first at workforce education because they want to hire smart, qualified people. Phoenix has a tough fight here against Salt Lake City because of education, the site selector said. And then it goes on to talk about some of the efforts of the Arizona Commerce Authority and the Greater Phoenix Economic Council. I represent 7 public school districts. and many outstanding charter schools in my legislative district. Several of these districts are going to the voters, asking the voters for the ability to exceed the state-imposed budget limitations by up to 15% of those limits. Gilbert, Higley, Queen Creek, and Apache Junction, I support these local control efforts on the part of these school districts. Several of these districts extend notably into Mesa and into your city, Gilbert Public Schools in particular. As the state legislature, faced with an economic crisis, has cut the base level funding for our students to the districts, districts have had to pass budget overrides not to provide the so-called extras as was intended, but to provide classroom essentials. The vast majority of your community, those residing within the Mesa Public School District boundaries, have already passed, and their students are benefiting from their important budget override measure. I hope you will join me in supporting these other local districts within your city and our region so that all of our students have access to the resources that will give them a world-class educational opportunity right here in Mesa and the East Valley. And like I said, to me, education has always been a matter of economic development. Thank you for
your
time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Coleman. Okay, and Ms. Mickelson, any other requests?
No additional requests.
Okay, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Move a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the motion carries. Our meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.